Hello.
Hello. My name is Jason. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union. I'm calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Draft Workers. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and the local communities.
Say it again now.
Okay, can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello? Yes, go ahead.
I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and the local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Now, who are you with again?
Opinion
Research.
Are you
with the bricklayers? What's that?
No. Okay, I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied.
Your client meaning what? You're a legal corporation or what?
He has hired us to call you and...
They have hired you to do what?
Okay, I'm trying to ask you a few questions concerning the problem.
I understand that, but I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to figure out who I'm talking to. I'm trying to figure out who I'm talking to.
This is a research company, Opinion Research.
Oh, you're a survey company.
Opinion Research Company.
Okay.
On behalf of the Bricklayer Union.
Okay, my wife could understand you better than I can. She's across the room.
Is it Albert
Coleman?
Okay,
go ahead. The one and only, yes.
Okay. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 60.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile or marble finisher? Tile settle? Stonemason? PCC restoration? Bricklayer?
Bricklayer, stonemason, bricklayer.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, finisher, improver, or apprentice?
Repeat the ones again.
Foreman, what was it? On the last job, were you a foreman, finisher, improver, journey level mechanic?
Your next job, what were you?
Foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working on that trade?
Am I doing what?
Are you working in the trade right now, currently?
Am I working in the trade right now?
Yes.
No. I said no.
And approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the last, over the past 12 months in your craft?
I'm retired.
If any.
I'm retired.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Yeah.
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number
fewer.
As there were this time last year?
Fewer.
And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer. Fewer.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Say that again.
Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And yes or no, have you been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Have you been appointed as a job steward for the union?
Have I been appointed?
Yes.
No.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
More unemployment.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
It'll get worse.
Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or not really real safety concerns?
What would be your safety concerns?
Not enough training.
Did you say not enough training?
Not enough safety training.
Oh, okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, union organizing.
What?
Have you participated in this activity in the past 12 months, union organizing?
Union organizing?
No.
Okay. What about political canvassing?
No.
Picketing.
How many?
Picketing?
No.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
A union rep, how long did they
visit? Never.
Did they visit the job? Never?
Never.
Okay. Changing the subject to the war beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the ones that you're most likely to get your news from to the ones that you're least likely to get your news from. The internet or social media, friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, local TV news, or
cable news.
Print or online
cable news.
Okay. And what is the next one?
Which one?
The you're most likely to get your news. Yes. Not the least one, but the next most likely. The internet or social media, friends and family, radio, local TV news, or online newspaper.
Radio.
Okay, and what is the third one?
I don't have
most
any.
Likely.
I don't have three.
What would be most possible to get any news? Do you use the social media, or do you talk to friends and family to get news, local TV news, or online newspapers?
Local TV.
Okay. What about out of the social media, friends, or online newspapers?
No.
Which cable network is your preferred news source, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News,
Fox News.
Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, or support for labor unions?
Immigration.
Thank you. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of David Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about David Bacon Act?
Ask the question again.
As you may know, the BAC supports the application of David Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about David Bacon Act?
No.
Okay, as you may know, the David Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all, the federal
very important.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the David Bacon Act, the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the UAW?
United Auto Workers.
Okay, United Auto Workers, much more or somewhat more?
Do I support them more or somewhat more?
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following: his job as president overall.
Say that again.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done as his job as president overall?
As far as I'm concerned, he hadn't got out of bed yet.
Approve
He's
or disapprove?
Asleep. I totally disapprove, strongly.
What about doing with foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove of what he's doing.
What about support for labor unions?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about health care?
Strongly disapprove.
What about the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
And immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Very strong or disapprove.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Are you probably going to vote, or are the chances 50-50?
I will strongly vote.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
That's my personal choice.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, did you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
Excellent.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
Excellent.
How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Try to recruit more young men into the trade, or young people into the trade, men and women.
One moment, please. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of this year and the next one? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Increase their membership.
And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, email, mail, union meetings, or text?
Internet and meetings.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are more important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple of times a year.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My race?
Yes.
Does it really matter?
It's for statistical purposes only.
What's that?
It's for statistical purposes only, sir.
I understand that. I suspect
okay.
It doesn't matter.
Finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, may I have your first name?
What's that?
What is your first name?
You have my name. You just said it when you called me.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, sir. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye now.